The Lord be with you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The miraculous event in today's gospel fulfills the prophecy that the angel Gabriel made earlier in this gospel, where he announced the conception and birth of John the Baptist. St. Ambrose says about this, "With good reason was his tongue loosed, because faith untied what had been tied by disbelief." Zechariah's is a case similar to that of St. Thomas, who was reluctant to believe in the resurrection, and who believed only when Jesus gave him clear proof. For these two men, God worked a miracle and won their belief. But normally, God doesn't work in this way. In normal circumstances, he requires us to have faith and to obey without his working any new miracles. This was why he reprimanded Zechariah and punished him, and why he reproached Thomas, saying, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." My brothers and sisters, God asks not that we see to believe, but that we believe so that we might see. And God willing, one day we will see. See clearly with the eyes of faith, the one whom we adore, Jesus Christ the Lord.